now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. It's Prescott Chamber Day, Robert.
Yes, it is, Sherry. Good afternoon.
And for us, it's every day. But
it is every day for us.
But we have some great guests today. We have our friends from the SBDC at Yavapai College, Arizona Serve at Prescott College, Adult Care Center, and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
So most of you know that Prescott Brewing Company has reopened and is waiting to serve you. Our plentiful menu, award-winning beers, and a full bar to serve your favorite cocktails. We're open Thursdays through Mondays and closed Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We still have our weekly specials, but switch things up a bit. Sorry, I can't tell you in 30 seconds, but give us a call at 771-2795 or check us on Facebook. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott, where it's always fun and friendly brew pub style.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Chicks. It looks like we've finally seen the light at the end of this pandemic tunnel. It's not over yet, but there are enough encouraging signs that we can look forward to a bright future in the not-too-distant future. Of all the things that portend this long-awaited renewal, baby chicks are high on the list. They have long given meaning to new life and start arriving at all five Olson stores in the beginning of March. For a schedule of chick arrivals by store, species, and breed, go to olsonsgrain.com. And by the way, we won't leave you hanging wondering where to get all the stuff to feed them, house them, and keep them warm and healthy. We have all that stuff, too. We even have a Facebook Live Flock Talk on February 18th, mark that down, at 6 p.m. with Rachel Lewis, our Purina Livestock Specialist. She'll cover how to give your flock a good start, and if you tune in and ask questions, she'll enter you into a drawing to win items for your babies. Let's look forward to the second coming of the Roaring Twenties and start them out right with baby chicks from Olson's. Good enough just isn't.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. And today is Prescott Chamber Day, Robert.
I've always said it. Every day is Prescott Chamber Day. But you say the same thing.
Yes.
We all should be saying the same thing.
That's right. Well, you're here to introduce our very first guest.
Thank you, Sherry. And good afternoon, everyone. Our first guest is Jerry Denniston from SBDC at Yavapai College. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, both of you, Sherry and John. I really appreciate the opportunity to come
and you're welcome.
Speak
We're
with
glad
you.
To have you here because you have a lot to talk about and a lot to educate our folks about with SBDC at Yavapai College. But tell us a little bit about yourself, Jerry.
Well, my background is as a management consultant. I'm a strategic management consultant. My husband and I have our own consulting practice still. However, I am the director of the Small Business Development Center at Yavapai College. I've been in that position since about June of 2017. And it's, you know, it marries very well with the career that I had before because working with small businesses has been what I have been doing in my past career.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned, Jerry, what SBDC is because a lot of folks, they see, you know, the acronyms, the letters, say, what does that stand for?
Right.
And you said it right off the bat, so thank you for that.
Sure. The Small Business Development Center is funded by the Small Business Administration and hosted by Yavapai College. So we're one of 10 centers in the state of Arizona. There are about 75 experts in the 10 centers, all of whom have varied career expertise, and we have access to all of them in addition to our own team.
Well, I know you have had a busy year.
Very.
And I was just kind of, we were reflecting before the show started, but more importantly, I remember just about a little bit of a month ago, a year ago, we had you on the show because we were just learning about this pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And we were hearing about all the opportunities that you had available for businesses, and we still have those going on today.
We do. We do. In fact, there's a new economic, I don't even know what it's called, but another economic act that was passed. And so we've got round two of the PPP that's happening right now. The EIDL is open again. The SBA is starting today. We learned to start contacting the businesses that were shorted on their EIDL advance last year, which means they applied for forgiveness and their grant, their EIDL advance was deducted from that forgiveness. The SBA is contacting them in the process of starting that to contact them and refund those monies.
Oh, wow.
So that is new and that should be happening in the next couple of weeks.
That's good news for the businesses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know that you have a lot of other things to talk about and something, a very special project that I'm thrilled to hear about. So maybe we can share that with the listeners.
I'd love to. Thank you. It's the Small Business Makeover Program. So this is the silver lining in the pandemic, right? Is that there were all these CARES funds and we got access to some of the CARES Act monies, which made it possible for us to put this program together. It's unique. I don't think any SBDC in the country has this program. We patterned it after Small Business Revolution, which runs on Hulu. So if you go there, you'll see smallbusinessrevolution.org. This is similar, but we've localized it and we've scaled it down to just Yavapai County. But what we are doing is we have a selection committee, and Sherry is one of our panelists on the selection committee.
Very honored.
We've got four application rounds. This month, February 28th, is the first one, and then each month after that for the next 3 months. At the end of each application round, the selection committee will choose the one applicant that seems to have risen to the top as the one most deserving of a makeover of a lifetime. So we'll have four makeover of a lifetime winners. It's not a contest, but they will win this. This is in-depth, hands-on, one-on-one consulting in addition to access to subject matter experts for their particular industry, their particular needs, as well as workshops, tools, and resources that we can bring to bear to help them really move forward in their business. So the idea is to identify 2 to 3 immediate challenges that we could address that could make a difference. So whether it's a restaurant or it's an insurance company or a manufacturing company or retail, really doesn't matter. And then the other applicants who are not selected for the makeover lifetime will get what we're calling a mini makeover. We've created a special boot camp, a series of workshops that are facilitated live by subject matter experts. they're virtual, but they're facilitated. And we've partnered with the Arizona Commerce Authority in their online digital business academy, small business academy. So that, in conjunction with other workshops that we will put together and other subject matter experts that we bring to bear, those will be part of that curriculum for the mini makeover.
And what do you do in your spare time?
Sorry, that's a good question.
I
cook.
Yeah, there you go. Well, and that is such a great way to use the CARES Act money to really help these businesses. And honestly, you'll have a footprint for the future as well. The silver lining, like you talked
about. Exactly. What's happening out of this is that we're identifying ways that we can actually elevate the consulting that we're already doing. We do one-on-one, hands-on, individual, confidential counseling, consulting, coaching with all of our clients. And these makeover applicants will receive that in addition to this. But we're developing some other assessment tools that we can use. It's really going to help us kick up the level of coaching that we can provide to these clients. And those are just getting phased in to our normal operating business, right? And then the goal is that this is successful and we're able to continue the program into 2022 and beyond.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations. I know I've said that before, but any way that we can help our business community is a fantastic thing. And you have really brought in a lot of collaboration with this project as well.
Yes, yes. I mean, we've reached out to all of the economic development offices, to our partners in the various towns throughout the county, to the chambers, like, you know, such as yours. It's really, you know, it's bringing a village together, right? I mean, that's really what we're doing, because we don't have all of the answers and all the tools, but then we're reaching out to other subject matter experts that are even outside of Yavapai County, who have wonderful expertise that we can bring.
So that's the major project going on right now. And you have a lot of other ongoing projects, workshops, consulting with these loans. Let's talk a little bit about that. We've got about 3 minutes. So.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we do. We do webinars, one or two webinars every other week. We do them in collaboration with the Arizona Commerce Authority, in addition to just doing them for our clients in Yavapai County here. And we're doing on a variety of topics, plus every Tuesday at 7:45, my team of business consultants is doing a coffee chat with the SBDC. It's 15 minutes. Grab a cup of coffee, get on Facebook Live, and get educated quickly in 15 minutes about what's happening in disaster funding or HR things or marketing trends, you know, different topics that can impact your business.
Such an asset to our region. And I think for those listeners out there, just remember that you do have a resource from a business perspective, and maybe you can share your contact information.
I'd love to. And what I'd like to do is encourage businesses to apply for the Small Business Makeover Program. You have to have been in business for three years and not be coached, an active client of the SBDC. Just go to mybusinessmakeover.com and go to the apply page. So mybusinessmakeover.com/apply. And then the other way is to simply call 928-717-7232.
Wonderful. And you do have some upcoming events, like you mentioned, as well. And I love the coffee chat. Where can they find you on the coffee chat?
At the SBDC. Just Google SBDC on Facebook. Don't Google it, but go to Facebook and look up SBDC, YC SBDC, and you'll see the Facebook Live.
Wonderful.
At 7:45 every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday. Wonderful. Well, you are such a great asset to our community, and I can't thank you enough for all that you've done for the business community.
Thank you.
I know we have we've used you, we work with you, you help our businesses, and we appreciate you.
Thank you. Same here.
Yeah. Yeah. And we look forward to maybe once we get the selection process, we'll bring those makeover folks here. And
I think that'd be wonderful.
Story.
I'd love to do that. Yeah, I'd love to do that.
So we'll keep our listeners ongoing in regards to that.
Right.
Well, thanks for being on the show. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. 11:30 a.m. and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Will you be my Valentine?
Bruce, what does Valentine's Day have to do with Cottonwood Area Transit? After all, it's a sweet ride every day with Cat.
Rudy, life is like a box of chocolates every day with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
That's why you're a smooth operator, Rudy.
And I'm taking my sweetheart on the Verde Link to Sedona.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make every day a sweet ride.
Make your Valentine's Day reservations now for Auggie's. Chef Joel has created a special dinner menu that Auggie's will be serving from 4 to 8 p.m. on Valentine's Day. Lobster bisque, oysters Rockefeller, salmon Wellington, prime rib, roasted Colorado lamb chops, all served with the music of Steve Annabelle. Reservations are recommended. Call 777-0330. That's 777-0330. Valentine's Day dinner with plenty of parking at the place to dine on Highway 69, Auggie's Frontier Village.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. We're having a great day. It's Prescott Chamber Day, Robert, and you're here to introduce our next guest.
Thank you, Sherry, and good afternoon again, everyone. Our next guest is from Arizona Serve, from Prescott College, Mona Stevens. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Mona, before we dive into what Arizona Serve actually is.
All right, about me. I always get flustered when people ask
about
me.
Oh, no. You look like you have a few stories. Everybody does.
I was born. No, I'm originally from Pennsylvania. I moved out to Arizona about 3 years ago to do an AmeriCorps term. And then I got hired on with Yavapai CASA for Kids Foundation. I was working with them for a while and then wanted to give back to an organization that helped me get a start in my career, and that's Arizona Serve. So they do AmeriCorps members, and that's what I am, young professional.
Wonderful. Well, welcome from Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Everybody's from the East Coast, yeah. It seems like. I'm from Massachusetts, so that was a long time ago. We're close.
Yeah, kind of.
They're getting kind of snowy back there right now.
There you go. Well, tell us a little bit about Arizona Serve for our listeners.
So Arizona Serve is an AmeriCorps program. So are you guys familiar with AmeriCorps?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe our listeners
are not.
Yeah,
maybe they're not. So AmeriCorps, in not so many words, is like the domestic version of the Peace Corps. So what we do is we partner up with different nonprofit organizations, governmental organizations, and we work with them on different projects to build capacity or to help firsthand experiences, working in schools right now. We have a bunch of AmeriCorps members working in schools right now. We also have them working on trail maintenance and different things like that. Just anything that we could do to help the community that the community needs. But the main goal is to connect passionate people to transformative projects to fight poverty.
Wonderful. And what a great mission that is. And you said that actually brought you here to the Arizona area to fulfill your mission, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So tell us about what specifically you're working on right now.
Right now, we are working on something called AmeriCorps Week. which is a week to spread awareness about what AmeriCorps is, what our members are doing, because we have over 40 members working at different nonprofits and governmental agencies across the Quad Cities right now. Just informing people on what they're doing. We're going to put together a community project for our members to complete, so that way we're giving back in another way. Right now it's looking like maybe Habitat for Humanity. We're going to help them on a site. But we're also going to be hosting another type of community event like recently we did, which turned out really great. The community pulled together to donate over $5,000 worth of toiletries to help homeless veterans and just homeless people and needy people throughout the county. So we're going to host something like that. It's not going to be a food drive. We're still working out the logistics of that, but it'll be in the newspaper soon.
Wonderful. Is there a time frame that we can be thinking about that?
The beginning of March.
Okay.
It's the week of March 8th is our AmeriCorps week, and that's when our drive will start.
Wonderful. And so as you, as leaders of this organization that's trying to help serve the community, are you looking for people to donate? Are you looking for financial? Are you looking for volunteers? What all can we call out for?
Probably all of the above.
Yeah, I was going to say all of the above.
Mostly volunteers, yeah. I would think.
We always are looking for AmeriCorps members, whether that's our VISTA members, which are like what I was when I came. They work with nonprofits and governmental agencies to build capacities and build out programs and things like that. Really things that when they leave, employees of that organization will take it over. We're also looking for people to help with more direct line work. Those are our state members. There's always positions. It doesn't matter how old you are. We love everyone. But right now, what I would love, or what we're looking for help with, is help expanding this program that we just partnered with United Way on, called the United Way Student Ambassador Program. And that's a program that allows high school seniors, 17 years or older, to gain firsthand experience in the education and nonprofit sectors. So they're either working in classrooms as teachers' aides, or really they're like teaching assistants, because they're helping build lesson plans, they're building out curriculum, they're leading things, or they're working building capacity or firsthand things in different nonprofits. But it allows them to get a leg up because they get that experience, plus they get college credits and some money towards their future educational goals. So we're trying to expand that. It's been hugely successful here in Prescott Unified School District, but we're looking to expand that into Prescott Valley, Seligman, Ash Fork, Mayor, a couple other places. And it's a free program to the district, so we're looking for some sponsorships for those kiddos out there.
Wonderful. And why don't you share with our listeners your contact information if they're thinking about that right now?
Yeah, if you want to support those kids or you want to volunteer with us, reach out to me at 602-759-0011. Again, that's 602-759-0011, or just visit arizonaserve.org.
Wonderful. Gosh, it sounds like you're doing so much for the community, and I hope the community understands all that you're doing, because it's pretty phenomenal here.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we're here.
Yeah. And is there anything else that you want to share, anything else coming up that our listeners would be interested in, we can engage them?
There's nothing coming up right now, but other than that AmeriCorps Week. Mm-hmm. Oh, I did forget something, so thank you for that.
Yeah.
With our AmeriCorps Week, our AmeriCorps members are putting on a series. It's all going to be online. You can go to our Facebook page, and there's an event there. Click on it, and then you'll be able to see all the information. But it's a series of workshops telling about different things about national service and AmeriCorps and what we're doing in the community, what people are doing here. It's just a great way to get a lot of information in case this is something that you're feeling called to do, but you may be on the fence about it, or you just want to know more about it and a more firsthand way from the people actually doing it.
Wonderful. So we're a nonprofit. I'm just asking this question to, you know, maybe there's someone else sitting there thinking, we're a nonprofit that could certainly benefit from these types of opportunities. How would I get signed up for something like this, like as an organization, to have an to have someone like you help build capacity for a project that we have?
Oh, you could definitely reach out to me at that phone number I gave you. That is 602-759-0011. Or you can go to our website, and you'll be able to see where it's like apply for an AmeriCorps member, and you just click on that. It'll tell you everything that you need to know about it. If you need somebody to build out a program, if you're starting out and you maybe can't have a full-time staff member do it yet, or you're just starting out and you want to build momentum, a lot of our VISTAs are doing grants. So they're building out grant programs so that way you can start getting that funding coming in. They'll do that. Or if you need somebody to be directly working, that's a state member. So there's two applications when you get there, VISTA and state. Like I was saying, VISTAs build capacities, and state members, they work more direct line of service.
Wow, that's amazing. And so those opportunities are available as well. And how long does that usually last?
So VISTAs last a year, and they're full-time employees. So they work 40 hours a week, for the whole year. And then state members, there's just a wide range. So state members could start off with like 300 hours, and it could be a short. So they'll do 25 hours a week for like 16 weeks, or it could be long. So they'll be working, 10 hours a week. It'll be very, very part-time. Or you can get a full-time state member doing it, and that's a 1,700 hour. But all those breakdowns will be on there, and it's just really based off of what you need.
Wow, that's inspiring. I didn't realize that, so that's something new for me to have learned. And so the qualifying business would be a nonprofit or like a school.
Nonprofit, school, or a governmental agency. Like we have people working with the city of Prescott right now.
Wonderful, good deal.
Yeah.
Wow, and so I can tell you really enjoy this. What's your goals in your role right now?
My goal in my role right now is to build out another program, working with specifically at-risk youth and giving them the same opportunities that we're giving these high school seniors, where they can really build up their portfolio before they even are technically adults and step into the world. I'm really passionate about, as you could tell, I worked at Yavapai Casa for Kids. I'm really passionate about at-risk youth and getting them set up so that way they can have the best futures. And I'm lucky enough I work at a place where they're letting me run with that. So
that's great. And there's a lot of tools out there for those kids. We just have to make that connection.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking for partners. So if anybody hears this and is like, oh, I want to help you with that, please reach out.
Well, there's a lot of organizations out there, too, like Arizona Serve, that people just don't seem to know about. It's almost like we could have a Arizona Serve and maybe SBDC, maybe the Prescott Chamber, all in one little kind of a group for educational.
Yeah.
So people would know, what everybody does.
That would be amazing. Yeah.
There's so many organizations here. You could be an organizational, I don't know, hoo-ha.
And that's all we're looking to do is form partnerships and in a very...
Well, you certainly are at Arizona Serve.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
So what I'm seeing is, like, for you folks that are the VISTAs, you're not necessarily volunteers because you're getting paid for your time.
They get a living stipend, yes.
Okay.
And then they get an education award. Uh-huh. The motivation for people usually when they join is because they want to get that experience. So they're usually fresh out of college or they're in a transitional phase between jobs and they want to gain some experience in a new field before they apply. Mm-hmm. But they get a living stipend and then they also get money back towards student loans or for school, things like that. But mostly people want to gain that experience so they can get their foot in the door somewhere.
Absolutely. Well, that is wonderful. We've got about 3 more minutes. Is there anything else you can share about Arizona Serve?
Is there any questions that you have that you think the listeners might know? I know so much. I'm just like,
well, tell us you've talked a little bit about involvement in the community. Is there more that you want to highlight in regard to the involvement in your community, in the community right now?
Yeah. So we just made this initiative after We had such a great turnout from the community. So thank you, everybody who donated. There was like over 150 people in the community that donated to that toiletry drive.
Mm-hmm.
We decided that we're going to do more things so we can impact the community and get the community members involved in different service projects.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do a lot more drives. We're looking to partner with a lot more organizations, assess what their needs are, and see how we can get the community involved. That's something I'm also really excited about, especially after seeing the wonderful, wonderful turnout and just the slew of people coming in and out of the office in like 11 days, basically.
Well, it seems like, Mona, in Prescott alone, since all the years that I've been here, when people know about something coming up like that, and then they know it will help the community, they will definitely come out mm-hmm. in droves to help, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that kind of a community.
Yeah.
So once they know about your events, then they'll come out and they'll serve.
Yeah, and hopefully with this, they'll start to hear about other opportunities to volunteer
yeah.
on a more consistent basis.
Well, very good. Well, we're so glad to have you on the show. One quick shout out to your contact information for our listeners.
So you guys can get our contact information at arizonaserve.org, or you could reach out to me directly at 602-759-0011.
Mona, thank you for what you're doing and what you're doing for the community. And we're going to be chatting afterwards. And we appreciate you, and we're glad you were on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Make your Valentine's Day reservations now for Augie's. Chef Joel has created a special dinner menu that Augie's will be serving from 4 to 8 p.m. on Valentine's Day. Lobster bisque, oysters Rockefeller, salmon Wellington, prime rib, roasted Colorado lamb chops, all served with the music of Steve Annabelle. Reservations are recommended. Call 777-0330. That's 777-0330. Valentine's Day dinner with plenty of parking at the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
We're KQ&A.
AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. We'll get back to Talk of the Town in just a moment. I'm Gregory Scott reporting with news headlines and a check of your weather forecast from the Talk of the Quad Cities. More pharmacies are being added to the COVID-19 vaccine program. According to Centers for Disease Control and Prevention officials, 1 million doses are scheduled to be shipped to 6,500 pharmacies. The Walgreens pharmacies in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood are part of the expansion. As for those who are
masking up as protection against COVID-19. Shad Marvasti from the University of Arizona Medical School explains no matter what, proper mask fit is everything.
I see people with their nose exposed out of the mask, and that really defeats the point because the viral particles can go into your nose, which is a very common place where they find themselves in and then replicate, and then you're infected and you get sick.
For more information, you can visit Yavapai Community Health Services online at yavapai.us/CHS. There were no new COVID-19 cases reported in Yavapai County yesterday, but there was one fatality. The Yavapai County Sheriff's Office is working to determine if a Camp Verde man started a Native American church to justify selling illegal psychedelic drugs.
On February 2nd, Partners Against Narcotics Trafficking detectives served a search warrant on a West Angus Drive home in Camp Verde. This warrant follows an intensive investigation that revealed 49-year-old Adam Dearman was allegedly running a large-scale drug business out of the home. Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Chris Wilson.
Individuals exploiting sacred Native American rituals to illegally sell massive amounts of psychedelics and other drugs in our community will be held accountable, said Rhodes. Adam Dearman was booked into the Camp Verde Detention Center on charges of possession of dangerous drugs for sale.
Wilson explains another arrest was made.
48-year-old Tiffany Michelle Smith, who lives with Dearman, faces similar charges for being involved in the operation. Both Dearman and Smith were released February 3rd on a $10,000 bond.
Detectives found $30,000 worth of the psychedelic drug mescaline inside the home. Other substances included 59 pounds of marijuana, 5 pounds of psychedelic mushrooms, and 7 LSD tabs. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
Your KQ&A weather mostly clear on into the evening in the Prescott area. A low of 31, sunny 61 tomorrow, a bit breezy, maybe a chance of some showers Friday afternoon. In the Verde Valley, partly clear, a low of 34 this evening, sunny 67 degrees on Thursday, and a 20% chance of rain tomorrow afternoon, 10 to 20 mile per hour winds. An even better chance of rain Saturday night and Sunday. In our extended forecast, news and weather has been brought to you by the Prescott Brewing Company. I'm Gregory Scott reporting for AM 1130 by 99.9 FM. Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Like us on Facebook and listen live online at KQNA.com.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
An injury, medical condition, or the wear and tear of life. They can all keep you from the activities you enjoy. If an orthopedic procedure is on your horizon, or if you need care for an accident that results in a fracture or other injury, choose Dr. Francisco Haume with Dignity Health Yavapai Regional Medical Group. Dr. Haume has the experience you want when you're facing a potentially life-changing condition. He's a board-certified orthopedic specialist skilled in the latest surgical procedures. Dr. Haume specializes in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, hand and shoulder surgery, fracture and tendon repair, joint replacements, and most of all, helping you enjoy life again. Learn more at dignityhealth.org/YRMC or call 928-708-4545. Hello, human kindness.
You are listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today is Prescott Chamber Day, and Robert, you're here to introduce
our final guest. Sherry. Good afternoon, everyone. And every day is Prescott Chamber Day, in our books anyway, and it should be in yours too. Our next guest is Candace Lee from Adult Care Services. Welcome to the show, Candace.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Yeah, we are too. We'd like to know a little bit about Candace, mm-hmm. where you're from, and yeah. I know we talked about it a little bit, before we dive into exactly what adult care services is.
Mm-hmm. So I'm originally from the Midwest. I've lived in Prescott for about 6 years. I came to Prescott for the yoga and the hiking. I ended up, you know, having to get a job like everybody else. And historically, I've managed programs, but I got a little burnout there. And when I saw the ad for this community liaison marketing position, I thought, that is everything I've always loved to do when I manage programs. So I applied for it. I got it. And here I am. I'm working for a great company. I love it. A little bit about Adult Care Services is they are the management company for the Susan J. Reams Adult Day Program. And that is in Prescott Valley. And the Adult Day Program is for people 18 years and older. We are a social medical model. So we provide socialization besides the medical monitoring for our participants. We have a great chef, and I've went there and ate. It's delicious. That provides well-balanced meals. It's a program for people, maybe they have a caregiver and the caregiver needs a little break. So the people come to the day program to hang out and do great activities. We have transportation that's provided. We go as far as Paulden, Cordis, you know, as well as Prescott, Prescott Valley, Mare. And we have contracts for this program to help pay for it for our participants with long-term care, the Division of Developmental Disabilities, NACOG, and the Veterans Program. And our director there, Laura, has also, she's a nurse, and she's been with the company for 13 years. And this is a really great day program. Our other program is the Margaret T. Morris Memory Care Assisted Living Community. And the Margaret T. Morris is the only assisted living community that specializes in memory care in northern Arizona. The great thing about it is has neighborhood-style building. So it has like four neighborhoods, and it's so nice. The neighborhood, the residents who live there, their rooms come out into the living room and the kitchen area. So it's like their home. You know, it's not like they're stuck in an apartment. And this is a really great way to decrease isolation and depression. And it provides better oversight by our care partners. We also have, if you haven't been there, you have to come visit. We have a one-acre nationally award-winning garden out back, and it's just beautiful. And the residents can stroll and, you know, hang out in the garden with the beautiful, and they plant and they grow food there. It's really nice. We have a full-time registered nurse and a medical director who sees residents throughout the week. And our amazing executive director, Yvonne Napolitano, has been with the agency for 22 years. Margaret T. Morris has been around for a long time, and it's one of the great places for people with memory issues to come and live and for their family to know that they're safe.
I like the idea of the home setting.
Yeah.
I've always thought about that, you know, when folks, even with, if they don't have long-term mm-hmm. memory loss or whatever,
mm-hmm.
just to live in a place that has a small little house with mm-hmm. a little courtyard in the middle,
mm-hmm.
so you have your grass area, your garden,
yeah.
and you talk to your neighbors just like you talked about.
Right, and so, the great thing is there's no long hallways. I mean, you can maybe imagine what it might be like if you have memory mm-hmm. issues and you're living in a new place and you walk out. No home has a long hallway, and we don't have that. We don't have any long hallways. It's all enclosed and round. It's really nice. Yeah.
And are you accepting new is there availability, I guess?
Yes, there is. There's availability at both of our programs, and what you can do is you can go to adultcareservices.org, and there's contact information there. Or for the Susan J. Reams Center, you can call 928-775-3563. And for the Margaret T. Morris Center, you can call 928-445-6633. And you can have a virtual tour or an in-person tour for both.
Wonderful. Now, you mentioned that there's a medical doctor that has that can take on appointments. Does that also go for the drop-off service as well, or the daytime service?
We have a full-time nurse there, and she monitors all the health care needs.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Great. Well, so there's capability or availability, I should say, mm-hmm. for both programs right now. And do you have any upcoming events or anything that you want to share with us?
Yes, we do. We don't have events for the community, but what we have is events that are going on that I want to share. And we have two COVID vaccination clinics coming up, both at the Margaret T. Morris and the Susan J. Reams Center for the residents, the participants, and the employees. And Adult Care Services has moved forward with making the vaccines for COVID mandatory for our employees. Of course, there'll be some exemptions, but that's a really great thing that they decided to do to protect, you know, the most vulnerable people that are affected by COVID right now.
Absolutely. And so that's going to be coming up, and that's good news because I know we've had a little bit of it's been kind of slow getting these vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
It's a worldwide pandemic, so it's understandable, but
yeah.
Good to hear that it's coming your way as well.
Yeah.
And what else would you like to share with our listeners?
One of the things we do at Adult Care Services is that we're really involved with the Alzheimer's Association. And June 20th is the longest day, and it's the day with the most light because it's the summer solstice. And that's a day for local agencies to create and be involved in activities and fundraisers. And ours is going to be announced soon.
Ooh, teaser.
It is a teaser.
Darn, can we get it out of you?
Well, you'll have to have me back again.
Well, Candace, you'll have to submit that event to our site.
Yes.
So I'll know first.
Yes.
Before and Sherry.
Ha ha, he's going to know first. We also have another event that's coming up, and the date is also to be determined, and it's the Walk to End Alzheimer's, and that is also, of course, in accordance with the Alzheimer's Association.
And that's a yearly event, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And I'm excited to be involved in that this year.
I think last year it was a virtual.
Yeah.
Well, they called it a virtual, you know.
Yeah. So you just walk virtually.
You're just by yourself a little bit.
Do, 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 do. Yeah.
You're turning your mile.
That's wonderful stuff.
Yeah.
Well, what else can you, what other kind of involvement with the community or anything that you can share with us, the listeners?
Yeah. So, you know, the great thing about working for Adult Care Services is they told me, go out and be involved in things. And I'm like, okay, if you want me to go out and have fun, I will. So I want all the listeners to hear that and invite me to whatever they want me to be involved in, especially things in regards to working with senior citizens, helping any type of Alzheimer's type care, memory care. I would like to be involved in any of those things. So, yeah.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the most rewarding aspect of your work?
Mm-hmm. So, you know, for the past 30 years, I've always done work where I'm helping people. And luckily, I've been able to find really great jobs with nonprofits, and I landed in a really great sweet spot right now. And I just love, you know, I started out as an occupational therapy assistant years ago, and now I'm back working with that same geriatric population. And it's awesome. I've spent a lot of time at the Susan J. Reams Day program, and I've done, you know, the activities with them, the dancing, the singing, the playing games, the eating.
yoga? You mentioned you...
I love yoga.
You mentioned the yoga, so.
Yeah, and I'm going to be a certified yoga instructor by May 1st, and I plan on bringing that to Susan J. Reams and as well as the Margaret T. Morris Center. Maybe that's what's going to be for our longest day.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Namaste.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, for our listeners, we're about ready to run out of time, but if you can give your contact information, you have two programs with availability, and maybe you can quickly share what they are and your contact information.
Yes, we have the Susan J. Reams Center Adult Day Program, and that contact is 928-775-3563. You can ask for Laura, our wonderful director. And then we have the Margaret Chi Morris Assisted Living Memory Care Unit, and that number is 928-445-6633. And you can also look at us at adultcareservices.org, and we are also on Facebook and Instagram. Follow us and like our programs and pages.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's the favorite food that you like over there? Because we've talked a lot about eating, so...
You know, I had a really good, it was like a tart.
Ooh.
It was, yeah, it was creamy and had fruit. And then I also had a really good burger one day over there.
There you go.
Really nice.
Well, I think it's important to really take care of our folks in that population.
Mm-hmm.
And we really appreciate all that you're doing and what the organization is doing to serve that population.
Thank you. And I appreciate Yvonne and Laura for all the hard work they've put into these programs and for hiring me.
Absolutely. Well, we're happy to have you on the show and that you're involved with the Prescott Chamber as well. Anything that we can do to help you, we're here to help serve all as well. That's what we get to do.
Thank you.
And we appreciate you being on the show today, Candace.
Thank you. I love the Chamber.
Thank you. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off when you reach the end of your card. You just get a new one for free and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Will you be my Valentine?
Bruce, what does Valentine's Day have to do with Cottonwood Area Transit? After all, it's a sweet ride every day with Cat.
Rudy, life is like a box of chocolates every day with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
That's why you're a smooth operator, Rudy.
And I'm taking my sweetheart on the Verde Link to Sedona.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make every day a sweet ride.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rupographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rupographics today.
Hey everybody, it's Sanford Cohen. Join me along with Mike and the Doctor every Friday afternoon at 4 for Let's Talk Sports right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Tune in for all the latest sports news, interviews, and all kinds of fun stuff. It's right here on KQ&A. See you Friday.
At American Family Insurance, we've always protected more than what you drive. We protected and supported the dreams that drive you. That's why we're extending our 10% savings on auto premium for all current and new personal auto customers through March, so you can continue to dream fearlessly. After all, dreams have always been valuable, but they've never been more important, and neither has supporting them. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Some exclusions apply. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Robert, it's Prescott Chamber Day, and we had some great guests today, but now it's time for us to talk about some other stuff.
Yeah, it's been a great show so far, Sherry. Yeah. Good afternoon, everyone. I just want to remind everyone that Finley Automotive Group was kind enough to donate a 2021 Buick Encore for the Courthouse Lighting Giveaway for this year's Courthouse Lighting event. And believe it or not, it's just a few months down the road.
Yeah.
The drawing is going to be held March 12th at 3 p.m. And the tickets are only $10 a piece, so chances are pretty dang good that you could win this car.
Absolutely.
So get onto our website at chamber@prescott.org or prescott.org. And you'll see the link to actually order your tickets online, or you can get to a lot of different folks in the area that are selling the tickets for us, including Finley, 1881 Spirits, Back Alley Wine Bar, Birdcage, Better Homes and Garden, Bloom Tree, Matt's Saloon, and Prescott Downtown Partnership, and Prescott True Value Hardware.
And Back Alley Wine.
I got a few in the back. Yep. Did I get them? The Back Alley Wine Bar?
Right.
Yep.
Very good.
So look forward to seeing all those tickets sold, and it's going pretty dang good right now for only $10 a piece.
Absolutely. And I just want to remind everybody that the Valentine's Day weekend's coming up. That's the big reminder for all you folks out there.
Yeah, so and you can go out, take your bride out or your sweetie out or
significant other.
Significant other out.
There you go.
Have a drink and buy a raffle ticket too while you're there.
And I want to really encourage everyone to continue. This is a very slow time for the area, so I want to encourage everyone to continue to shop locally, support our businesses, you know, and many of them are practicing all the CDC guidelines. You can do takeout order or, you know, be creative and be supportive because we really need that support right now. It's been a long, long year of this pandemic and our businesses really, really need the support. Mm-hmm.
And especially for Valentine's Day. It's nothing like picking up a dinner for two and bring it at home. I know for me, my wife would just go, wow, this is cool. You did this? Yeah.
And another neat idea for Valentine's weekend and even beyond that is really to kind of thank our first responders and frontline workers as well. They have been working around the clock to make us safe, to help everyone. And you can buy gift certificates. The chamber has gift certificates. Businesses have gift certificates, mm-hmm. but maybe you might want to do an act of kindness during this time and thank our first responders and our frontline workers.
Sure. Just purchase the gift certificate and bring it to the hospital if you want and serve some of the nurses, the fire department.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we have a lot of that going on. So we're hoping to get back to normal soon, but in the meantime, consider an act of kindness and support our local businesses. And we want to thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll talk to you next time.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.